Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Burgundy and Gold Game Day on The Fan, presented by Paul Henry's Window Installation, your clear home improvement choice. PaulHenrysWindows.com. Lot to discuss here. Lot of things need to get broken down with this matchup. But I do want to say that seeing Max Scherzer in a Mets uniform is going to make me barf. Yeah. It's going to be the opposite effect of seeing B. Mitch holding up a giant pot of gumbo. I'm on my fourth bowl of gumbo, by the way. I wanted the world to know that.
4 years, 129.
3 years.
3 years, 129.
Woo.
I mean.
That's per Craig Heist in the bullpen. So, well, assuming Heist is
correct.
They're
looking at 126 earlier.
So. How much do a pitcher pitch during the course of the year?
Every five games.
Yeah.
Every 5 days.
How many innings is a, what's a good inning count for starting pitcher, Cotto?
About 200 or more.
Wow. 43 mil.
And the Nationals are paying him 15 mil a year in deferred money.
Oh, right. And he's got that for another 14 years or something, right? It's good to be Max.
Baseball.
Hey, man.
Baseball got cash.
Yes, they do.
Get your kids hitting BBs in the dark.
I want to get into our matchups, Brian. We got callers, 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. Well, here's what we always do. We break down the better team, where the matchup advantages are. You know why we do that? Because that's what offensive coordinators and defensive coordinators do. They pore over film for days, for probably 30, 40 hours a week, on top of everything else they do, just to find matchups where they have an advantage. Mm-hmm. Brian and I are going to do that right now, especially with the help of Leslie Shepard sitting in with us today on B. Mitch Finley. So, offensively, listen, he's struggling. I understand all that.
Russell.
When the Seahawks offense is on the field, is Russ the best player on the field?
I think so.
I think he is, right?
Absolutely.
After that, you got DK Metcalf, Tyler Lockett.
Lockett.
John Allen's playing at an elite
is in
level.
The top five for sure.
I think he might be next. I mean, because this isn't talent. This isn't combine numbers. This is who's producing the most right now.
Yeah, but see, the thing about it is, the thing about John against a team like this, John is at the point of attack.
Right.
Russell is mobile enough to be at the point of attack. We're going the other way. But I still think he's definitely top five, top four.
I would say one of the receivers is two.
Metcalf?
Metcalf is a beast.
Yeah, he's a beast. But Lockett's been, well, who's?
Lockett's done it longer.
He's done it
Metcalf's
longer.
But Metcalf's done it more explosively.
Yeah, I would have to say Metcalf because he's physical. You know, he can certainly the slants, and he can go. He can run a slant underneath the drags, and he can run by you.
If I knew some of these defensive backs more personally and know how they were.
Yeah, but they're not physical DBs.
This is also a
Lockett
spot.
Metcalf is a guy you can get under his skin.
Certainly.
Yeah.
I watch other defensive backs early in the game talk a little trash to him and have him losing his mind.
But who's going to do that?
That's what I'm saying. I don't know if anybody is like
Bobby
that.
McCain might talk a little bit, but Cam Curls
can be back deep because he get ran past too.
I'll say this. I think this is going to sound weird. I think the Seahawks have the headliners here between Lockett, Wilson, and DK.
Yeah.
But I think Washington's defense in the last month is playing at a much better rate than Seattle's offense. So, like, we can name the names, and I'd include John Allen in that.
Yeah.
I think when you start naming names,
but when
though,
you think about
it's hard to name individuals on Washington other than Allen at this point. unless you're going to name Payne. And
not having Chase starts to impact it. I think
they play better as a team.
Not from a sack standpoint, maybe just from occupying offensive
linemen. Yeah, nobody's like an individual guy. We just say, oh, yeah, that guy's great.
Unit-wise, I believe the D-line.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, the D-line versus Seattle's O-line is the matchup, in my opinion.
Totally.
I think we have that advantage.
Because I think Deron Payne is playing at a really high level.
You want Russell to sit back there and just have his pick of the litter or where you want to throw the ball. So you want to make him indecisive.
And I think
– you want to put him on the ground a few times.
Now
– slap that finger.
Yeah, exactly. Now
– if it's on the ground, step on it.
Slap that finger. It happened in Oklahoma.
Seattle can't run the ball. They cannot run the ball, right?
Right.
So if Washington's D-line already has an advantage,
right,
and then they're not running the ball, they really have to focus on those outsides, right? Because that's where Seattle has their advantages, DK and Lockett.
Yeah, so what do you do when you can't run the ball and you worry about a D-line? You move the pocket.
You
so Russell's going to
quick passes.
He's going to roll. But he's a lot of play action.
The question I ask is this. We played better because we started to blitz a little bit and things of that nature. Against Russell, feeling that your defensive line has a better has the advantage, you go back to rushing four and trying to – and knowing that they want to throw the ball deep and things of that nature, do you rush four and try to stay back? Do you go back to a little bit of what you did before? See, blitzing a guy like Russell missing can be a problem.
It can be.
So my question is, they had success over the last 2 weeks by blitzing.
Right.
But they did, in a sense, play a statue and then a guy who hadn't played in 10 months.
Right.
Do you blitz Russell the same way you did everybody else?
I think you do.
I think you got to try to make him beat you. And from the pocket, he's so dangerous.
You can always change a game plan up at halftime. But I think initially you should keep the pressure on Russell.
Right.
Make him indecisive. Knock him around. Get that ball out of his hand quick. You don't want him to sit back there and get a chance to look and roll.
Because as much as we talk about the D-linemen, we talk about Allen and Payne and Ioannidis, I don't know if we have the confidence totally in Tuhill and Tony and Williams and things of that nature.
Let's do this. We're talking about the D-line. Like we do every week when we're doing our matchups, we bring in our big man expert, Mr. Mitch Tischler from NBC Sports Washington, to give us the offensive line report. Big Mitch, what up, man?
Gentlemen, how are you guys?
Good, if there man, was ever doing? A day for you to drive by the Nats Park Studios on your way to FedEx Field, it's today, because B. Mitch brought in a 10-gallon drum of gumbo, and it's fantastic.
I saw you posting at like 9:30 in the morning that you were eating gumbo. I was jealous.
There's no, few better times to eat gumbo than 9:30 in the morning, let me tell you. Mitch, give us the breakdown of this Seahawks offensive line.
Yeah, I loved listening to you guys talking about who's the best player on the field when the Seahawks are on offense. And all due respect to Russ, he's been kind of terrible. I think it's John Allen. And especially when you look at this matchup that he has against the interior O-line of the Seahawks, I think it accentuates that even more. 2 weeks ago against Green Bay, their two starting guards, Damian Lewis and Gabe Jackson, gave up 15 combined pressures in a single football game to that Packers interior D-line. And all due respect to them, but John Allen and Deron Payne are much better than they are, and I expect to see them get a lot of push up front today.
See, the thing I asked Mitch is that if they don't blitz and they go just bringing forward, then you're going to have them people doubling John Allen and Payne, which I think works against the success that they've had.
You guys started talking about a little bit about blitz and Russ. I think you heat them up. I think that Russ will beat you when he has time to run around in the backfield and get those receivers loose downfield and play off script. So I think you heat them up and you force Russ to get rid of the ball early. I think you can look at the Seahawks left tackle, Dwayne Brown. He's a local kid from outside Richmond. He's a former All-Pro and was a great tackle. He's in his 13th year in the league, and he's been kind of bad this year. He's given up he's bottom five in the league in sacks and pressures allowed. And I think that if you get a little pressure off that left side to help out James Smith-Williams a little bit, I think you can force Russ to get rid of the ball early and hopefully let that Washington defense jump some routes.
Talking with Mitch Tischler from NBC Sports Washington, the Washington Football Talk podcast here. Switch it around for me real quick. Give me state of the Washington offensive line. They've obviously been really good. They rushed for 190 last week. I think we're still going to continue to see Cornelius Lucas at right tackle. Do they have the advantage when trying to get downhill on the Seattle D-line?
Yeah, they absolutely do. The Seahawks D line is almost as fraught with problems as their offensive line is. They're 23rd in rushing and defending the rush, and outside of kind of their one big man in the middle, Brian Moen, they don't have a whole lot of resistance there for what Washington's going to try and do. And I expect to see Washington's guards in particular and center interior of their O line really road grade, just like we saw against Carolina. I think it's going to be a concerted effort to run the football, and I think they're going to have a lot of success here come Monday night.
Is this a game where Washington basically road grades and sticks to the run? Or say, hell, we're going to throw the ball down the field on you too?
I think it's a situation where they're going to be able to soften up that Seahawks defense with the run and probably hit them with a big play action, hopefully Terry McLaurin or something like that. But I think that when you look kind of big picture at this, Washington's advantage on both sides of the ball in the trenches is large, and I think it's going to be the difference maker in this game. We all know how good Russ can be when he's right, and we know how good he is on Monday Night Football, but I don't know that he's going to have a whole lot of time to throw the ball, and I think that I think you're really going to see both sides of the ball. The line is going to dominate for Washington.
So you're suspecting some success from Tony Williams and also Tua Hill. Because I don't think it's just going to be the two interior guys dominating. The outside guys got to come get some pressure as well.
Keep him in the box. Yeah, so I think even more so, more than pressure, especially when you're dealing with Russ, is you gotta rush your lanes and you gotta not let him escape to the outside and start freelancing and doing what we know Russ can do really well. The secondary has played well as of late, but the longer they have to cover some of those stud receivers, DK Metcalf, Tyler Lockett, those guys, the better chance those guys have of getting open. So more so if Tony and Tua Hill and James Smith-Williams can really kind of rein Russ in and keep him in the tackle box and not let him kind of do some of those, have some of those crazy off-script plays that he has, I think that's where they'll be successful.
All right, Mitch. Talking with Mitch Tischler from the Washington Football Talk podcast. Before we let you go, what are you more excited by? That our alma mater, the University of Maryland, is now going bowling. They beat Rutgers in a instant classic college football we'll never stop talking about. Or that the Mets just signed Max Scherzer.
I mean, I love our alma mater, and I love the fact that they're going to a bowl game. When we get them to a New Year's Day bowl game or better, then it would be a competition of this excitement. But man, Max coming to the Mets is going to be incredible. I love that guy. He's from the outside. He's like the only likable national that was on that World Series team.
Oh my God! All right, we'll talk later, dude. We gotta go.
So Mitch is the Mets fan.
You say I'm hanging up on him. I legit just hung up on him. Good. He's saying that Max is the only likable player on the Nats World Series run. GTFO, get him on the penis rocket with Bryce Harper and Jeff Bezos to the sky. I get out of here with that. Remind me next week when we bring Mitch on for the O-line matchup to not do
Are
it.
You bringing him back? After
no, hell no. Remind me when I say, hey, Cody, call Mitch for the O-line matchup. Don't do it. Erase the number from your phone. Get the hell out of here.
I didn't see Maryland. Yeah. They won? I got to watch
Maryland,
that.
Baby. They took down Rutgers.
Hey, man. Mike Lopsley, that's my guy. From the area, you know, from Connor, the area, JMU, ODU, everybody joining.
ODU's going to a bowl
going
game.
Down the Sun Belt, coming hang out with the Cajuns. Y'all won't come hang out? We'll take y'all.
You want Maryland to join the Sun Belt Conference?
Yeah. Y'all,
they need to get the out of the Big Ten.
Y'all going
to
win
sure.
in the Big Ten.
I think the reason they went to the Big Ten is
money.
Cash.
Absolutely.
So I don't,
no
think,
thinking
they're,
about
I don't think they're going to leave for the Sun Belt.
They're definitely not going to leave for the Sun Belt.
Because think about right now, this Maryland team has some real talent.
Absolutely has some real talent.
The ACC is god-awful. I bet they would have won 8 or 9 games in the ACC.
Easily.
Instead, they got to get curb-stomped by Ohio State and Michigan every couple weeks.
Parents got to drive to Ann Arbor to see your kids play. Are you kidding me? Come on.
It'd be fun, though. I mean, you all get to go down there and see where y'all crowds really come from. You get to really see how tailgating really is supposed to be done. You know, not no
Listen,
cheese trays and
I,
stuff
I've
like
talked
that.
About this.
Man, they're going to be at the Navy Stadium. Come
we're
on.
Going to the spring game in Lafayette. I cannot wait for that.
Yeah.
We just need to
take a hymn to Louisiana with me.
All you got
to
do is find a coach. You got to find a coach.
We'll get a coach.
Oh, they get a coach.
Yeah, I might be the coach. You never know.
Dude, if you start coaching.
No way.
Do you think you'd be able to?
No way.
You don't think he could do it?
Nah, he like his golf and his leisure time too much.
You can't ride the bike 70 miles a week if you're coaching.
I just ride into work. If they give me what they were giving Coach Napier, out of here. I do the show from down there.
Michael Phillips of the Richmond Times-Dispatch joins us next. I want to see what Philly thinks are kind of the keys to tonight's game. But we haven't heard from Lamphill and Cody on this, and I did want to ask him. Boys, when we were talking earlier about Taylor Heinicke, about what he's shown you, if you're willing to stop looking for a future quarterback, if he is the future quarterback, if you know he's not, what is your assessment of Taylor Heinicke today, Cody Betts?
I think he's had a very up and down season. I still think Brian Mitchell's right. You've got to see more. No matter what, you always need to see more, Cody, and you need to look for
friend,
more.
You're a friend, man. Please call me B. Mitch.
That was so weird.
That sounds official. So government, man. So if it's Brian Mitchell's right, what's your social security number? He called me B. Mitch, man.
I got you. But you always got to look for more.
Yeah.
I agree with that. What about you, Lamphill?
I think based on what we've seen in the last couple of weeks, plus a few games earlier in the year, he should be the quarterback for the rest of the year, regardless of whether or not Fitzpatrick is healthy, or we don't need to see Kyle Allen or whoever the hell they have on the practice squad. Just play Heinicke for the rest of the season, and then you kind of got to reassess things after that. Depends on how the next, six games? Depends on how the next six games go.
Well, I think it's seven.
This is what people don't get. Prior to the game against Tampa, there were whispers and rumors about the possibility of bringing Allen back and him being benched.
Right.
He started to play well, so I love the fact that he responds to that type of thing. Then I ask the question, why does it have to get to that point for you to play at the level you're playing at? And ultimately, you saw two games, but they were on the verge of moving away and going somewhere else. And now you tell me after those two games, we're going to go, oh, yeah, just forget about everything else. Nah, can't do it.
Tom Brady, Cam Newton, Russell Wilson. If he beats Russell Wilson, that's three.
That's legit.
That's legit. So, you know, they're going to start talking about he's the guy. So I don't agree with it, but I'm telling you. Those are three names that, you know what I'm saying?
There is a camp that already believes he's the guy.
Absolutely.
I think they believed that before he had a snap this year.
I was getting tweets over the weekend that I was disrespecting Taylor. I kind of think I've been the most supportive, man, of Taylor, listen, as far as local media.
It's an old saying that if you listen to the fans, you're going to be sitting with them. So sometimes
you would dive head first in the pool. So you're not disrespecting him.
I never dove into the pool. The waterline never got to my nipples. The waterline never got to my nipples. I was responsibly in the shallow area.
I got those same tweets and texts you got. They got no satisfaction because I really don't care.
I'm aware.
You have a right to your opinion. I have a right to my opinion. That's the way I would tell most
people. His confidence is off the charts.
But the problem is people get so pissed off when you don't agree with them. When my whole thing is, I know a lot of people that work at Washington Gas, but they're not experts when it comes to gas. I know a lot of people.
You know a lot of people that work at Washington Gas?
Yeah. I know a lot of people that work at different places, but they're not experts. I don't consider myself an expert, but I'd be damned if I'm going to listen to somebody else tell me about a sport I played all the time in.
Like Pete Haley talking me out of putting a big old bet on the Ravens last night?
I told you stop listening to people that I'm going to leave it alone.
When we return.
When you learn, boy, you're going to get a lot more money and a lot less headaches.
When we return, we're going to talk to Michael Phillips, Richmond Times-Dispatch. Also, there's a name rumor that emerged over social media because some dude put on Facebook that his buddy works for Fanatics and they're printing out new gear for the Washington football team. We'll dive into that and just how silly it might. Yeah, I got your interest now.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh, don't go anywhere. Be Mitch and Finley.
The Belters!
Burgundy and Gold Game Day on the Fan, presented by Paul Henry's Windows Installation. Your clear home improvement choice, paulhenryswindows.com. Check them out today. Exhale. I just got an ounce in the mail. All right, right now, time to go to the BetQL guest line, presented by the BetQL Network. Wagertainment for every fan, morning, afternoon, and night. Get sports betting tips from the best in the game, streaming now on Odyssey. We go to the BetQL guest line to bring in our friend, Mr. Michael Phillips, sports editor of the Richmond Times-Dispatch. Philly, what's going on, buddy? How are you?
Yo, today's great. Today we're excited. We're feeling good. Then tomorrow, like about this time tomorrow, the long night, that's when it hits you.
Oh, yeah. It's going to suck.
Come on, Mike. Y'all too young to be complaining about being up late, man.
It's a long night for us, man.
Come on, man.
You know it would make the night a little shorter?
Right.
Having something to write about. Having something other than a loss on Monday Night Football.
A three-game win streak to write about, perhaps.
There you go. I'll go flying home on the Beltway with a three-game win streak.
All right, Phillips, how do they get there then? How does Washington accomplish the three-game win streak?
I know this sounds diminishing to the Washington team. I really think the number one factor tonight is whether or not Russell Wilson is right or not. I mean, you look at his last couple of games, clearly hasn't been right because of the injury. He's due. He'll get there eventually. You know, we went through this with Patrick Mahomes earlier this year. Oh, man, you know, when's Patrick Mahomes going to get right? What's going on? Then that Raiders game all of a sudden. Yeah, oh, he's doing all right now. And Russell's going to get there. He's good enough, obviously. But if he's still down, if you can catch him while he's still down, this is a very beatable football team.
And I think when you look at this team, man, they were always ran by their defense, Mike. Right now they got most of the safety they have over there. He does everything. He's blitzing Adams.
Jamal Adams.
Yeah, Jamal Adams. He does a lot. Do we have to be concerned about him at all?
Well, I think that, you know, in the same way that, you know, will Russell Wilson get right? Yes. Can Taylor Heinicke stay right? You know, the Taylor Heinicke who played the first seven or eight games of this season is not going to be able to outsmart Jamal Adams, not going to be able to take advantage of a Seattle defense that maybe isn't as good as past years. You know, but the last couple of weeks, he's really played very well. He's made smart decisions. He has minimized turnovers. That is the number one thing. And, you know, he's still putting some balls up where he's, you know, those are dangerous plays. And, you know, those come back to get you eventually. And guys like Adam will make you pay when you put balls up like that. But you know, if Taylor Heinicke can minimize his turnovers, play the way he has the last 2 weeks, I'm not as scared of this Seattle defense. I think the Legion of Boom's long gone. They're not coming out of that tunnel tonight.
Philly, wide circulating reports that Curtis Samuel and Logan Thomas will return tonight. They'll both be on a pitch count. Who helps more, and what do you think about bringing these guys back on a pitch count?
Logan Thomas helps more, and to me it's not close because Logan Thomas, you sensed how much they missed him in short yardage situation, red zone situations. He can go up and get the ball. I think the tight ends they had played very admirably. I thought Ricky Seals-Jones had a couple nice games while he was playing. I think John Bates is a heck of a menacing blocker. But if it's third and goal from the five and you've got to throw the football, the number one player on this team who you want jumping up to catch it is Logan Thomas. That's just who he is. He's really good at getting up there, bringing the football down. And they've been missing that the last couple of weeks. They've been missing that in key situations. So that's just such a huge element. That can turn 3 points into 7 points, having him out there, even if you're only getting him out there for a little bit. Now, I think from a big picture, long-term standpoint, I think Curtis Samuel, if you can get him back this week, next week, get him in the flow, I think that's ultimately going to be really good for Terry McLaurin. I think McLaurin's putting up good numbers for sure, but you look about the number of opportunities he gets, you need another guy like Samuel out there to make sure he keeps getting those opportunities.
It's a great point as we're sitting here with former Washington football team receiver Leslie Shepard. You've talked about what you think of Terry McLaurin, just the kid can really play. He's a star. How much would it help him if Curtis Samuel's out there? And it's just another player that – and I think DeAndre Carter's played well, but I think Curtis Samuel brings another level of weapon for other defense coordinators to pay attention to.
Yeah, it helps out as far as the double teaming. You can't just double team McLaurin if he plays. I think you give him the opportunity to get some one-on-ones. But, again, that goes back to how well the line plays and how well Heinicke plays. If he can be efficient – and play like he's playing the last couple of weeks, I think it's going to make a huge difference.
And it's nothing against DeAndre Carter, but, man, like when you're in the film room as a defense getting ready for a game, you watch Curtis Samuel on the tape, that guy pops. He said, we've got to know where that guy is. We got to know where number 10 is. You don't say that about DeAndre Carter.
Logan had a hamstring, right?
Yep.
And how many weeks he was out?
He got hurt week 4, and it's week 12.
Those type of little things, the hamstrings in 8 weeks and the groin, no surgery, yes, surgery, all kind of stuff. Not having that damn trainer in that building is becoming an issue.
Agreed.
Hell yeah.
I mean, that's something I think has been downplayed, but that's, a hamstring shouldn't take 8 weeks.
I mean, who knows the severity of it, but sure. We don't know the specifics, right? We're not doctors. We're not seeing x-rays or MRIs or any of that.
I slept at a Holiday Inn at Rex last night, though.
Not having a head trainer hurts, period. You don't need to sleep at a Holiday Inn Express to understand that.
You look at this from a free agent standpoint, too. Agents are going to steer their guys away from a team that doesn't have a head athletic trainer. You got to know you're going to be taken care of in the NFL. And, this Curtis Samuel thing, I think a little bit of honesty would have gone a long way here. If we had known when we had known it that Curtis Samuel had surgery, it would have spared them would have spared us a lot of time on the radio talking about it.
I was trying to give y'all some hints, right?
I was not picking up what you were putting down, B. I got to work on that.
I've been giving hints since June.
They were pretty
when
loud.
When smoke this fire.
Especially in the last couple of weeks, they were pretty loud hints. But I'll say this. With the Samuel thing, Ron Rivera likes to say, don't make the interesting important.
He did.
Something a receiver having off-season surgery is interesting, and it's over in a week. By kind of covering it up all of this time,
it became important,
and it became a distraction. On the field tonight, Phillips, what's at stake for Taylor Heinicke?
I'm still of the belief that Taylor Heinicke is not going to be the long-term quarterback here and won't be treated as such. It's going to have to really be the most magical November and December of all time here to get me on board with Taylor Heinicke as a long-term solution. I think in a way his die is already cast. He's going to be on this team next year, and he's going to be the backup quarterback, hopefully, to whoever they find the solution. If it's a rookie they bring in, you could see Heinicke starting the first few games of the year while you acclimate the rookie, let him get his reps, get comfortable with the system. I think you could see that. I think for him, it's just a matter of turning this story into something really cool. If this ends tomorrow for Taylor Heinicke and this is the end of the road for him, it was an amazing story. Kid went from, not getting college offers to playing against Tom Brady and, then winning a couple of games in the NFL and, just when you think it's going to end, he pulls two more rabbits out of the hat. It's been an absolutely incredible ride. It's made this season much more watchable for sure, because he's a lot of fun to watch out there. We keep coming back to the Brett Favre comparison. It's true. You know, there are certain guys you just enjoy watching on a football field. He's one of them. I think, you know, if they can win tonight, we can't deny it. They're in the hunt. They're in the playoff conversation. It gives a lot more juice here coming down the stretch. It gives a little bit more juice to these games, a little bit more fun to them. Not to suggest that they're out of it if they lose, because apparently everybody in the NFC is going to finish 8-9 this year. But, you know, it really, you know, it cranks up his story another notch from what a cool story to, man, this guy's got something.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right that, yes, this has been a great story, and the guy has shown a lot. But ultimately, I think the solution is way bigger than his story for this whole franchise is what I'm looking at. It's not just about the actual position of quarterback. It's what it does for everything else around here. There are a lot of things that need to be refixed.
Yeah, I agree with you. But I think Heineke, he's played at his best when it mattered most the last couple of weeks, right? Mm-hmm. So if he does that tonight, and he continues to do that through these last five games, mm-hmm. I think the dialect is going to start.
Dude, people I agree.
People are going to want him to be that guy.
If he continues to deliver at a high level for the remaining seven games,
absolutely,
he deserves to.
Absolutely,
like the paradigm shifts if he can continue to produce at a level. Like
at least he's earned the right,
exactly,
to be evaluated. And
no, I agree with that. But I'm just saying,
I don't know that that's going to happen.
I don't think so neither.
When you something's supposed to happen, it just don't.
Right.
Phillips, one more for you, buddy. We're talking with Mike Phillips here on the BetQL guest line. Everybody give him a follow at Michael P. RTD. Phillips is the sports editor and chief Washington football team reporter for the Richmond Times-Dispatch. Phillips, you always have your ear to these internet streets. What the hell is this Commanders rumor that emerged over the weekend and kind of took over my timeline last night? Are you familiar with this?
Yeah, well, you got to keep in mind, though, that they're workshopping three different names right now. So, yeah, I think they know what the name's going to be.
I think the name's going to be Commanders. I've been saying that for months.
You've been saying that for months. I think that's one of the three for sure.
I said, what do we love? Cody, what do we love? We love the Jugs.
He would watch the Juggernauts, call them the Jugs.
Listen.
Depends on who you are. This show could be a little bit.
I don't know what you're talking about. It's just vernacular. How is that any in saying we love the Jugs? How is that any different than the Washington Nationals? We love the Nats. It's the same principle, Phillips.
You like big Jugs or little Jugs?
I like winning Jugs.
Good answer,
Phillips. Where the hell did this Commanders rumor come from?
I'm guessing it's one of the three names. Somebody, you know, so it was at Nike HQ or something, you know, somebody saw it or somebody saw a mock-up of it. I don't know. Because there's going to be three mock-ups that come out, three lines of merchandise, you can't say it's a sure thing on any of them, which, of course, is by design. But, you know, why not start up the rumor mill? And, you know, if they keep winning, I think we're going to hear a lot less about the name change. I think that's a good thing. I think that you know, probably the losing was what drove a lot of that talk. I'd rather be talking
football.
Winning
that WFT may stick.
I don't think I don't think WFT sticks anymore.
I don't think it should. Stick? But
only way WFT sticks is if they engrave it on the Lombardi at the end of the year. I got a next gen stat for you, JP. First game of the year where Taylor Heineke will be the tallest quarterback on the field.
Wow. That is – what's his record as tallest quarterback on the field?
I think we'd have to go back to the ODU years
well,
to figure that one
I
out.
Well, I think his record as tallest he's quarterback undefeated. On the field and record on Monday Night Football, he's undefeated.
Undefeated?
Heineke,
there you go.
6-1?
Was he on the team 6-1. Last year for the Pittsburgh game?
He's a little shorter than me.
Stilts.
Well, Russell was what, 5, what?
10? 9.
9, 5, Russ, 10 and a half?
I've stood next to Taylor enough at this point. He's a little bit shorter than me. I'm 5'11 and change. I would put Taylor at 5'11.
Okay.
Does that sound about right to you, Philly?
They got Blitzen at 6'1", 215.
I'm 6'0", and I was seeing us as about the same height. So, yeah, that feels right. Russell is definitely not 5'11".
Russell's 5'10 and a half.
I mean, Kyler's 5'8".
I looked him out of the eye in New Orleans at Super Bowl. Like, what up, man? You ain't that tall.
So the best place I could trace this rumor on the new name This is from Eddie Corlew Jr. posted on Facebook. It says, I've posted before, a friend of mine works at New Era, pretty high up, and they are mass-producing Washington Commanders hats. No other hats with names for Washington, so it's going to be the Commanders, unfortunately.
Hey, Eddie, guess what? Somebody going to walk up to you and ask you, do you have a friend? They're going to ask your friend, they go to the friend and say, you got a friend named Eddie? Yep, and he's going to get fired on the spot.
He's going to lose his job in Newark. Hope he gets some free hats or something.
I'm not convinced that Eddie Corlew Jr. is accurate. That's all I'm saying.
The Commanders?
You take enough hats off the New Era production line, man, though. It's $40 for a hat now. That's no joke.
That's true. Phillips, we always appreciate your time, buddy. I'll see you in a little while. What time you? All right. When do you leave Richmond for this joint?
I'm going to leave at 2 o'clock. I've got some buddies coming up, so I'm going to catch a ride with them. So I'll be out on the tailgate scene.
And my daughter just drove that way, Richmond. What, she got down there quick, too.
Are you driving home tonight?
No, sir. Okay. Absolutely not.
He hanging out tonight.
Sleep in my basement.
We didn't tell you he and I hanging out. We're going out tonight.
Gumbo night. Bring the leftovers.
Thank you, Phillips. Appreciate
you,
buddy.
You may have a little bit. JP had four bowls.
I did have four bowls. Goodbye, Mike.
Take care, guys.
That's Mike Phillips on the BetQL guest line. Give him a follow at Michael P. RTD. Got a couple callers on the lines.
We got to talk to Nate, too. And Nate got to give me some more Barstool. They got some good golf stuff.
What the hell? You want? All right. We'll talk to Nate tomorrow, right, Landfill?
Yeah, I'm asking.
All right.
Discount.
We'll be back in a second. Goodness.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Burgundy and Gold Game Day on the Fan, presented by Paul Henry's Window Installation. Your clear home improvement choice, paulhenryswindows.com. Shep, you ever heard B sing Purple Rain?
Not heard of, no, but it fits in with the show, though. The nipples
purple
and...
Rain.
Thanks, bro.
Purple Rain.
Best last call song at a bar, period. Try to get people out of there. They're all slow dancing, grabbing each other's butts.
There we go, bro.
Let them slow dance.
See, butt just, grab
we just,
it.
We just tell you straight up. You have to go home. You got to get the hell out of here.
I bartended a long time, man. You got to slowly let people finish their night and get them out.
And they can go wherever they want. What's your specialty
drink?
Yeah, if you're a bartender, you got to have a specialty drink.
People that ask for my specialty drink, I would just hand a Budweiser to.
Really?
Or like a shot of Jägermeister.
A shot of...
You can ask my wife. My wife and I met when I was bartending. And
awesome. She married you?
Awesome. Seriously.
Wow. How many free drinks you gave her?
A lot.
You didn't close that deal on the beer, buddy.
So look, when I was in Lafayette in college, and we all left this one club because they didn't open until 12. So we always left the other club around 1:30 because Raul's opened at 12. And they closed at 7:30 in the morning.
The club didn't open till midnight.
Yes. It was Raul's in Sunset, Louisiana. And then they had a little breakfast spot with the little hot smokes and stuff outside. Mm-hmm. And we would always just go in there and get that.
So I mean, that's a hell of a night. The club opens later.
So when they told us
that's
to
like
go
European,
home,
I think.
When we had to go home, it was daylight.
And I bet you had somewhere else to go then. Knowing Brian Mitchell and Lafayette in 1988, I bet you had somewhere else to go.
Sometimes I left out of there, and then I had to go do my little run. On Sunday morning.
Right, running right to church?
No, we ran to go to practice, and we had to do our little aerobics and run. And at like 10 o'clock, and one day Coach said, man, you spell, he told me I spell like Aquavel or something he said. I said, nah, ain't no Aquavel.
Just alcohol.
Aqua gin. Tangerine.
Cato has been on hold. Cato wants to say what's up to Shep. We got Leslie Shepard, Washington football team wideout, here with us. Cato wants to say what's up. Cato, what's up, man? You're on with B. Mitch and Finley.
Hey, B. Mitch. Hey, Crazy JP. Leslie Shepard, Forestville High School. This is Jerry Cato. What's up, brother?
Hey, what's going on, Cato?
He don't remember me. He don't remember me the way he said it. Hey, man, it's good to have you on. I wanted to say, man, it's great that you've been married for about 30 years and you stay off their social media to mess you up, man. Don't get on there. Hey,
trust me, bro. I know.
Let me tell you something quick about Shepard.
All right.
I was on varsity basketball. Shepard was on JV. And it was a coach named Aaron Holder that moved him up to varsity, and I got to sit at the end of the bench. And then some guy said something on the bus, and Leslie was like, you want to fight me? And I was like, no, man, I ain't trying to fight you, man, because Leslie probably would have kicked my butt, but that's okay.
Last one, Cato. What mall in the area has the best snickerdoodle cookies?
I think it's over at Forest, but I don't think it's Iverson. They need to blow Iverson up.
Thank you, Cato. Appreciate you, man. The rivalry we never knew we needed. Yeah. The Forestville versus Iverson Mall rivalry. Snickerdoodle battle.
We gotta get Snickerdoodle right in the middle of the T-shirt and put Forestville on one side, Iverson on the other.
I think we need to get some of these cookies. That's what we need. Somebody to bring these damn cookies
bro,
in.
I didn't hear the story. All I heard was fighting. What did he say? I did what?
He said, you got moved up to the varsity basketball
and
team,
he got to sit on
and
the
somebody
bench.
Questioned you, and you threatened to fist fight him on the bus. Does that sound accurate?
That sounds about right.
All right, let's go to DNC is on the line. What up, Darren? How you doing, buddy?
Feeling good. Happy holidays to y'all, man. It's good to see, you know, hear y'all having a good spirits, man. I love it, man. I appreciate it. Man, I want to say, man, my prediction for tonight is 27-20. If St. Juice is playing and those DBs step up, DK Metcalf and Tyler Lockett will have a good game. But hopefully those DBs bring it tonight and help that front end so that way we can pull it out tonight. And on Heineke, he got to keep proving it, man. I'm sitting right behind B. Mitch on that bus, man. Like, he got to keep doing it consistently, man. But hail to the Burgundy and gold, and happy holiday to you and yours.
All right, man.
Thank you, DNC. Appreciate
you. You know why I say stuff like that about people keep proving it? When I met Daryl Green and Art Monk, they were in, like, their – Daryl was in, what, he got drafted 81?
Right.
So Daryl was in his ninth year.
At least.
Art was in, like, his ninth year as well.
Right.
And – I watch both of those guys every day work like they were just drafted.
Right.
And I'm like, why the hell they work so hard, man? I mean, I grew up watching these dudes, you know? And they're like, man, you got to always prove yourself. And I'm like, oh, okay then. So when I see people, and I know fans lose their mind, that's what you're supposed to do as a fan. But as somebody that's gone through it and watch other guys that are way better and at a higher level, Hall of Famers, both of them got gold jackets.
Right.
I'm like, well, hell, if they had to keep proving themselves, then I expect people to prove themselves. So my kids come up having some success. Dad, what you think? I say, man, you told me one day you're going to buy me a house. So okay, you need to make some more money. So you got to prove something else. Keep doing it. And that's the reason I do it.
Consistency, man.
Yeah.
It's about consistency.
That's it.
Every year you're fighting for your job in the NFL.
I try to keep him straight all the time.
It's a tough job, but yes, somebody's got to try.
I don't know why I took on that one.
Heineke's got an opportunity tonight, man.
Yeah,
he put three of these in a row.
He definitely does.
Starts to get pretty damn interesting. When we return, let's go through expectations for Heineke, Antonio Gibson, Terry McLaurin, Russell Wilson, DK Metcalf. What's going to happen tonight? We're going to take a look at the odds to give us a guideline for what the experts expect. Don't go anywhere.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.